Lakshmi Singh. The government is now allowing the public to see some court opinions it had previously tried to keep secret. The documents show that the National Security Agency illegally collected tens of thousands of emails that had no connection to terrorism. NPR's Tom Gelton says the NSA argues that the violations of surveillance laws were incidental, not deliberate.
The documents are opinions written by the chief judge of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, set up by Congress to oversee the NSA's surveillance of phone calls and emails. In 2011, the court found that one aspect of that NSA program was illegal and unconstitutional. The opinion, now declassified, makes the court's concern clear, quote, "For the first time, the government has now advised the court that the volume and nature of the information it has been collecting is fundamentally different from what the court had been led to believe," unquote. The reference was to emails inadvertently collected because they were embedded in larger email bundles the NSA had intercepted. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
There were calls for a more transparent government at Bradley Manning's trial in Fort Meade, Maryland. The Army private first class was sentenced today to 35 years in prison and a dishonorable discharge for leaking reams of classified information to the website WikiLeaks. Attorney David Coombs says Manning was not a traitor, but a whistleblower.
In order to close this gap, we need whistleblowers like PFC Manning, people who are not afraid to stand up and speak the truth and to risk their freedom for the ability to keep us informed.
But prosecutors say data Manning leaked endangered the lives of U.S. intelligence sources and diplomats.